AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Here's a holiday shopping question for you. What if your broadband provider was mad at Amazon and slowed down its shopping site? It would be legal now that the government has rolled back internet protections. But the FCC chairman, Ajit Pai, says don't worry about this rollback.
Americans will still be able to access the websites they want to visit. They will still be able to enjoy the services they want to enjoy. There will still be cops on the beat guarding a free and open internet.
But several states are threatening lawsuits.
New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman says he'll lead a multi-state lawsuit against the Federal Communications Commission decision to roll back net neutrality rules. Schneiderman says in a statement the change will give internet service providers a license to overcharge for web content.
Even worse, today's vote would enable ISPs to favor certain viewpoints over others.
The new rules will allow companies like Verizon and Comcast to block or slow down content from competitors or to make customers pay more for it. Proponents claim the net will flourish with less regulation. Warren Levinson, New York.
A new AP poll finds that most Americans think President Trump is trying to obstruct the Russia investigation, and most think Donald Trump did something illegal or at least unethical regarding ties between his presidential campaign and Russia. At the moment, President Trump is hoping he'll be able to sign a big GOP tax reform bill by Christmas. But two Republicans who are out sick and one who is balking mean things are not going as fast as he would like. Senator Marco Rubio says he won't vote for this bill unless it expands the tax credit that low-income Americans can claim for their children. In fire-weary Ventura, California, dozens of police and fire vehicles escorted a hearse carrying the flag-draped body of a firefighter to the county medical examiner's office. Corey Iverson was 32. This is AP Radio News. It's here, the latest Star Wars adventure. Our Matt Small saw the first showing last night, and he's all smiles.
Star Wars The Last Jedi has arrived in theaters across the nation, and if anything can be said about the sequel to 2015's blockbuster The Force Awakens, Jedi Master Luke Skywalker says it best.
This is not going to go the way you think.
The 2.5-hour PG-13 movie, which greets longtime fans 40 years after the original film introduced us to Skywalker and Princess Leia, still played by Mark Hamill and the late Carrie Fisher, pays tribute to the past while gearing up the next generation of heroes, villains, and fans for the future. I'm Matt Small.
Walmart is cutting ties with Tavis Smiley after PBS announced it was suspending distribution of his TV talk show. He denies sexually harassing anyone. He says he did once have a single consensual relationship with a colleague. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.